Hello, how are you? Yes, you can hear the school bell ringing because for many of us, schools are out for summer as they sing in a popular rock song of the 80s, I want to say. But yes, this is a podcast where we remind ourselves of our school years, which I've got to say were not my most favourite years.
Or mine.
But anyway, we're putting a popular twist on this today because we are doing our end of school year report. What do you think we mean by that? Well, remember how back in the day you used to be, you know, you'd have to go home with an envelope, an A4 envelope, and it'd have all your different teachers who'd write a report. Perhaps you are a teacher and you're like, don't talk to me about the report. And then each teacher would say how you were doing at school. Well, we've decided to do our own version. Albeit of our weight loss journey.
Yay.
And have a bit of fun with it. Yes, but what were your school reports like, Anna?
Makes me laugh now because I have a profession talking, but it would always be like, Anna's kind, funny, caring, but if she stopped talking, she'd probably do a whole lot better. Anna's really diligent, well, hardworking, but could she please be quiet? It was the incessant talking. But you know what, it's not paid off too badly, has it? But yeah, school reports really used to terrify me. At my high school, senior school, they didn't used to give them to us because they knew that it would never make it home to the parent. It would be posted or the parent would have to collect it from the office.
Oh.
Because they knew we were liable to take pages out. We used to have them like little checkbooks.
Yeah.
And you'd rip pages out that you didn't want your parents to see, the teachers. Yeah, Anna has great ability, if only she channeled it a little better.
Now, I found, I was going through some of my school stuff at my mum's the other day, and I found in year 8, so that's like the second year of secondary school, because obviously it's all different wherever you live, we had to write our own like assessment of how we felt PE had gone. And I thought, well, this is interesting. So it kind of says, which lessons did you enjoy this year? Which did you like the least? And I'd put, I really like tennis and basketball. They were my favourite ones that I like to play.
Aww.
But I don't like running, though.
Oh, bless you.
And I was like, wow, some things don't change. No. Maybe I should listen to my, like, 14-year-old self.
Yeah, my PE stuff used to say, Anna has had a remarkable amount of injuries this year and hasn't been able to partake. I'd sprain my ankle 2 minutes before netball. I'd have tummy ache before swimming. I hated PE. But yeah, I'm glad to say everything they said about my talking and my inability to exercise has really just paid forward. But, you know, we've made a profession out of it, so we should be proud.
So today we're going to do some roundups. We've got some brilliant messages from some of you. Many of you inspired by our running episode a few weeks ago. So we're sharing some of your wins. And also to finish the podcast, we are going to do our very own Sports Day race. We've invented our own stations, which include various things like measuring porridge oats to a healthy extra weight, of course, measuring milk, of which I have soy milk, which is more milliliters than Anna's. What's yours? Semi-skimmed
cow's milk.
Yeah, we've got squats, we've got lipstick to put on, we've got hair in bunches. Yeah, we've come up with a bit of a fun thing which we will film as well, so if you enjoy seeing us make a fool of ourselves, then you can head to @slimmingworldpodcast, and you can always email us, by the way, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. and actually, that is what a number of you have done. What just happened there?
I think it's the recycling probably falling down. Or my next door neighbour.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought that was an omen. Okay.
It's my school teachers coming back to haunt me.
Well, we have decided to kind of gather some kind of wins and things to celebrate, because I think end of school reports don't have to always just be what needs to be improved, maybe what you haven't done. It can also be about how have you done, because you know, there are things that are going well and you should celebrate those. And what's been amazing is we haven't done a listener's question episode for a while, and we thought we just need to say what's happening out there in the world with other member stories. So we've gathered a few here. We have some messages, like from Laura Jane says, "Hello, I just want to say thank you. I love your podcast. Tonight it got me moving when I couldn't really be bothered. Ended up on a lovely 35-minute walk with my doggo, listening to an old episode. Thank you for getting me moving." Mitch's food story here says, "Morning, ladies. I started at Slimming World 5 weeks ago and I've started listening to your podcast during my lunch breaks. So many hints, tips and hilarity. I went back right to the start to listen to them from the beginning." Oh my goodness.
Wow.
"I realised when listening that I've never actually read the book, the Slimming World book, cover to cover, that you get on your first day. So today is the day after listening to the one that said reset and pick it up again. I went back to class in 2012-13. I got to Target. Life got in the way and I've been yo-yoing ever since. Blah, blah, blah," she writes. "Made the decision I was coming back to Slimming World as it works. It gives me the most freedom to live life as well. Week 5, down 9.5 pounds, even with meals out, afternoon teas. I lost 3.5 pounds this week, and even having beer, Prosecco at the weekend. I only wanted to get a pound to get my half stone award, so I am buzzing." So, you know, these things, I think, are we often get so many messages and we don't get to read all of your messages out. And we're really, you know, we're sorry that we can't fit it all in. But we just want to acknowledge that, you know, we always read them. Someone who wants to remain anonymous here, they've said, "Hi, Anna and Claire, I've previously done Slimming World and lost 2.5 stone. But little by little, it crept back. My mum took poorly, so I lived on sandwiches and snacks, but most important, chocolate to get me through. Had no time to myself with hospital visits every day, looking after 3 children and a house. I didn't really exist. After a really long battle, I lost my mum. I never felt pain like it, and I had everything to sort myself. I couldn't sleep. I was running on an empty battery, but today is my fresh start. My daughter and I have been making small inspirational posters for around my kitchen. Thank you both for being there. I feel like I always have company on my dark days. I'm online only, so you play in the house as I potter doing jobs. And yes, I find myself answering you. Thank you to you both." And these inspirational posters, Anna, they are little hand-drawn, very colourful, with lots of felt tips. Aww. "Free food is my friend" is on one. "Lose weight, feel great" is another. 28 days to rewrite my script. And then the last one is Chihuahua steps, because dinosaurs are extinct.
I feel like your mum is famous now, isn't she? Because your mum really started the Chihuahua steps. I love that. Thank you for sending in your email. Do you know what I've just read that really, like, gave me shivers down my spine? Is Caroline. It said, "I'm making 5 years at Target today and 100% agree that the numbers on the scale is only part of the story. As Dr. Linda said, it's just data. Target is so much more than that. It's an amazing place to be and totally worth putting in the effort every day." Oh, yes, it is. It's so nice to hear from someone 5 years at Target.
Yeah, I definitely think that. I mean, Laura here, it's my 9-year Slimming World anniversary. I'm definitely on the scenic route. Lots of life's ups and downs along the way. At the moment, 3 stones lighter. I've met lifelong friends. I've learnt so much about myself. I'm happier and healthier. I've been at Target 3 times and I'm just on my way to getting back into Target again. My biggest change this time is measuring my milk and swapping to, what's that, Bob skimmed milk?
Yeah, best of both.
Oh, yeah. Right. I'm so glad I chose Slimming World all those years ago. And sometimes it can just be about celebrating that and accepting that.
Yeah.
Now, there was, we've have been talking around the theme of body magic in recent episodes. If you remember, me and Anna went to play table tennis a few weeks ago. We also talked about running. We did do an episode in the car where we were talking about food optimizing on the road, and several of you commented on our Instagram post when we said, "What songs are in your car right now?" Because I was saying to Anna, "What CD is in your car?" Well, we've got a few answers here. Craig Falkus says Carl Cox and Fatboy Slim.
Yeah,
I'm game. Anna says Bruce Springsteen.
That wasn't me.
Lizzie says S Club 7.
Yes, Lizzie.
And then Hannah's put the new Little Mermaid soundtrack. I'm a sucker for some Disney.
Oh, yes, Hannah and Lizzie. Or Anna and Craig. Banging tunes.
So we have been talking about Simon Ward has been thinking around, getting us to think around body magic, you know, as we move into summer. And we're going to talk more about this as we move towards August. We're going to talk more about our steps challenge, which we're bringing back. But running has been really interesting. I was quite, wasn't sure what to expect when we did an episode about running, because a lot of people that I know are really like, it's not me, it's never going to be me. But I have to say, of all the episodes we've done this year, it's one of the episodes that we got the most response to, and of very ordinary people who had gone from being very sedentary to amazed and sending us the photos of their medals, of them with their friends. I mean, it's amazing. So I decided to make a little space, and I hope you don't mind, to kind of mark some of these people, because I think some of the stories are incredible. They're and brilliant. You know, whether running is not necessarily your body magic thing, I think it just really shows that these people understand what it's like to be in the shoes of someone who's starting out.
Incredible.
And have amazed themselves at where they've got. I cannot get this piece of paper out of my clipboard. Thank you very much. Oh no, I need that. I need to see it.
You need both of
yes,
those.
I need to see it. Okay, right. So Dave sends this message. Dave.
Dave.
Dave, we were asking for tips for people who were further along their running journey if people wanted to get started. He says, the most important thing for me is to make sure you enjoy it. Mm. A lot of people are regularly pushing for personal bests and comparing their times to others. I don't know what you mean, Dave. You don't need to do this. I was selected to run as part of the Slimming World London Marathon team. I set myself a target at the start of training. It wasn't unrealistic, but it would have required me to have a pretty much perfect four-month training period. During this time, I picked up two injuries. It prevented me running over half of this time, including the 5 weeks before the marathon day. I ended up running the marathon with no expectations and no pressure on myself to run a time, and I loved every minute of it. Oh. I've returned to running since then, with my only goal being to enjoy it. I ran park run this weekend with another running club friend, chatting throughout. I ran 12 kilometres with my mum yesterday at a pace she was comfortable doing, and we had a great catch up. I signed up to Brighton Marathon 2024 with the intention of getting a personal best, as I knew it wasn't going to be the time I wanted at London. I also highly recommend joining a running club. Check your local parkrun and see which groups are active and social. My club has 6 runs on one night of the week, which ranges from a Jeffing group, that means you run and walk.
Oh, that would be me.
To a 9-minute mile group. So you can choose the group you want to run with no pressure on progressing. It's an hour of chatting, which usually ends at the pub if you want to stay and socialise.
Oh.
What a level-headed way. And then to be going out running with his mum.
Yeah.
Having a catch-up.
Can I read Tina's? This is just amazing.
Go on.
Tina put, go at your own pace. When I get up to a big mile, my little thing is to dedicate a mile to a close friend or family member, some no longer with me. And for that mile, I'll think of them and memories I have of them and the things we've done, etc. When I did my first marathon, I wrote the names of 26 people down my arms. I always finish on my only trail, remembering the labour, pain and joy I got at the end, like a marathon. Oh my God, I love that. Imagine the things you could think about. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, I don't think I'd have 26 people.
I think I'd repeat.
On a cycle.
I'd have all my members.
You know what? That, I think, is what is interesting about all these comments. Mm. You know, everybody has a different approach to this.
Exactly.
You know? Jen here has said, great to motivate others to do body magic. I've caught the running bug. I ran my first half marathon last year. I said it was a one-off event, but to keep active, I entered a half next year. Mm. I got a personal best for the Great Bristol 10K on the 14th of May. 1 hour, 5 minutes. That's fantastic.
Mm.
I started by walking, and then I did couch to 5K in my early 50s. Whilst it helps focus me and it is aiding my weight loss, I've struggled with my journey at times. Life throws you unexpected events and worries. So it's not been as consistent a journey or as fast as other members. My Slimming World membership has been a vital tool in keeping me on track overall. There's a saying that you cannot run off a bad diet. Mm. So I know the importance of being on plan to get to my goal weight. 10.5 pounds to go. Mm. See, Romy here has put, just enjoyed listening to the podcast as usual. Keeps me company while I'm working. A few of us from my group have been doing the parkrun together recently, and they sent us a picture as well, actually. Some of us walk and others run, but we always cheer each other on at the finish line, and it's been lovely to get to know them more and having people with you to make the time pass quicker. I'd encourage anyone to get out for a walk or run and see if you can find a buddy from a group to join you. And actually, a few of you sent photos. Angela sent a photo with her friend and her who did the Race for Life at Peterborough. There were several photos. We're going to try and dig some of those out and see if we can share them on our Instagram. Adele says, I love the podcast, not just for myself, but my members too. So consultant in Stockton-on-Tees.
Oh, nice.
I've taken up Couch to 5K. I've encouraged my members to do the same or something that gets them moving. Currently on week 7 and yesterday ran for 25 minutes straight. Oh. That is tough going. Well done. A few weeks back, I was jogging for a few minutes at a time, and now I can't believe how I built up without even realising. One thing that resonated with me was constantly thinking about what next. Surely once I've completed the Couch to 5K, I should move on to 10K. Mm. But something you said, Anna, about accepting that I don't want to do that. Mm. I'm happy doing what I'm doing, but I don't love it that much to move on to that. I'm super happy where I'm at, and that is enough. The fitness benefits are amazing, and that's what I'm enjoying and will stick with. What a great role model for her members.
Amazing.
You know, because she's muddying her way through doing it.
Yeah.
That's like a consultant's really going to get if you're starting out too.
100%. We get there. And it may be, you know, that you do it with your consultants. Like, there's a lot of my members, we're on our fitness journey together, and we're like, yes, we can do it. And it really helps to know that as consultants, we are all members and slimmers too. So, Angela, really, this made me smile so much.
The photos are hilarious.
Oh my gosh. Angela's put, I've only gone and run 10 kilometres! Bless her. I just looked at my running app and I started running on the 5th of April. I bought a medal online and told myself that I'd present the medal to myself when I ran 5K. And I did it! I stood in front of the mirror and said, congratulations! And I put the medal round my neck. I then went online and bought another medal, and then when I reached 10 kilometres, I would present that medal to myself, and I did it. I had to share these milestones with you and let you know, if you believe in yourself, anything is possible. I've signed up for the Viking Quarter Marathon next. Oh, congratulations, Angela. Well done you. I love her like, I did it.
And you know what? The medals are incredible. There's like, one of them's got like an avocado. It's like an avocado medal. Do you know what? They look like chunky medals.
Do they? Heavy?
Yeah.
Love a heavy
like,
medal.
Imagine if you compared your weight loss to how many medals weighed.
Oh.
I reckon these medals are half a pound.
Oof.
At least.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh no, I love the photos. You know what? When we look through the inbox so often and we just kind of, we're on our sofas in our pyjamas just looking through all of your photos. Seeing all of your updates. Caroline says, you asked on this week's podcast for photos showing running achievements. Well, I decided in 2009 that to celebrate my 50th birthday in 2010, I'd run the Great North Run to celebrate. It was to be a one-off, never to be repeated experience. And I joined Slimming World to help me lose the weight to do it. Well, this year I'll be running to Newcastle for my 13th Great North Run. Here's what happened since, and basically the photo is piles and piles of medals. This one-off experience has turned into many, many events, so congratulations. And then Susan here talks about a few months ago, was it April, I want to say, we asked people to think about what do you want the next 28 days to look like, and we were talking about getting your habits straight, really. Susan took that challenge up, and she said it really got her thinking. She started her journey, a Slimming World journey, in September 2019, and actually didn't incorporate any activity until just over 12 months later, and that was when she started to learn to run. She says, I only felt confident going out when it was dark, as I didn't want anyone to laugh at me, so November was a perfect time to start. I just built up gradually, walk, jog, walk. I was hesitant because in 2017 I tried parkrun and had found it near impossible. My weight and a lack of fitness had contributed to a very difficult 44 minutes of nearly killing myself around the course and soon packed it in. I looked at all the times and wished I could be a 29-minute 5-kilometre runner. Dreams, eh? Anyway, in 2020, I was determined to give running another go. Since then, I'm 5 stone lighter and I regularly run 5 kilometres. I've even done 10 kilometres and even attempted a half marathon, although I did that soon after COVID and found it pretty difficult. After hearing your 28-day challenge, I remembered parkrun and how much I'd have loved to be a 29-minute 5-kilometre runner. I've never run with a fitness tracker, so no idea of my time. I did parkrun 4 weeks ago and I got a time of 32:45 minutes. I'll just explain, right? If people haven't done parkrun, what happens is the events in England and Wales, most places, start on Saturday at 9 a.m. Right. They're in a local park. The route is mapped out. And to be honest, if you're slow as me, you're just following everyone else. Yeah. I'm not leading it, am I? So I just keep following everyone else. Sometimes it can just be one lap, say, around a lake. It could be 3 laps. My local one is like 3 and a bit.
Okay.
And it goes like mixture of grass, tarmac, gravelly path, muddy path, through trees, in a field.
And it's all summer, winter.
It's free.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to like register or anything. Oh, you can just turn up and run it. But for people who want to kind of get some record of it, you can get a barcode at the end.
I've heard about
And the start clock starts for everyone at the same time. So, you know, like once you don't kind of, there's no chips or anything.
Okay,
you just turn up and you just do it. And so, you know, the fastest people are like doing it in, I don't know, 17 minutes or something like that. They're super.
Jeepers, wow.
They're the people that are lapping me.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, and then there's also the option that they do park walk.
Oh yes.
So the person who is at the back is never on their own, because there's always someone with a tail walker.
Right.
Quite often they will literally be wearing a tail.
Oh really?
And so they will be with the people who want to walk and they're just chatting, and that can be over an hour.
Right.
So that gives you the kind of range.
Yeah.
So here we go. So I did parkrun 4 weeks ago. I got a time of 32:45 minutes. I have to say, I cannot get mine below, what is it, 35 minutes. And I've been doing parkrun for 2.5 years.
Okay.
Like, I find that really hard.
Yeah.
So massive respect, 32:45.
I have no reference of what that is and like what that would be.
It's pretty, it's pretty fast
to me. Yeah.
That's someone who's running continuously, put it that way.
Wow.
I was thrilled, but I still wanted that 29 minutes.
Mm.
So Susan says, 2 weeks ago, I went back and I got slap bang on 30 minutes.
Woohoo!
How frustrating.
Oh.
I thought maybe that's just as fast as I can go. And then I heard your running podcast and I thought, no, I thought I can do this. So yesterday I went back to my park run and I ran it in 29 minutes, 40 seconds.
Woohoo!
Now I am over 14 minutes faster than that awful day in 2017. Fitter, healthier, happier. And I'm 51.
Get in, Sue.
Thank you for the motivation to get out there. Try and believe,
what?
Sue.
Ah, love that, Sue.
Do you know what I like about that? That is
determination.
Persistency.
Yeah.
Yeah, because too often I think many of us have had bad experiences that have kind of taught, made us just recoil.
Yeah.
You know, like when we think about some of our school reports, there can be, words can stick in your mind. You know, if you got a bad report for PE or some things, you're like, well, I'm no good at maths. My teacher told me I was no good at maths. I'm no good at PE.
Yeah.
And these things stick and they carry with you for life. So then to kind of be challenged in those core messages as an adult.
It's hard. Well, look, mine said I talk too much. What are we doing now? I'm recording a podcast. So there you go, talking to it. So it just goes to show, don't let your joy be stunted by a comment someone's made in the past, unless it's a positive one that's helping you.
What I think I also get from this is these guys seem like they're having a good time.
Yeah, they're enjoying
like,
the
they're
process.
Enjoying it, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that is not, my mind is like, what do you mean they're enjoying exercise?
You're not meant to enjoy it.
It's you just have to enjoy it.
Yeah, it's meant to be punishment for being, like I always thought, like the reason I'm so bad at activity is because I'm so overweight, so it's a punishment for being overweight, is how I had it in my head. It's like, no, you just haven't practiced. It's just not your forte. Try something else. I mean, find the joy. I love that. These are very empowering, aren't they?
I do love that. And I think, actually, this message that Simon was talking about building activity in your own pace, you know, we're going to go into this a bit deeper when we talk about our Steps podcast, Stepping Up for Summer, I think we called it, something like that anyway, in a couple of weeks. And I think this will be something that we revisit about finding what your pace is. You know, that Sue there had that time in her mind and had a barometer. Dave as well, you know, has been out and got a time for a marathon. So it's just a time. And it's just about finding those places that you're doing. And interestingly, you know, many of these guys are not talking about what the number is on the scales.
None of them.
They're talking
really
about what they can do.
Yeah, they're talking about their weight loss, but
their
life. They're not defined by the number on the scales, and I think that's a really big message, isn't it? Like someone said, it just captures a moment of data, not the reality of what you can do. And I think it's really important to know that you will see changes in your body as you get fitter and healthier that are far more important than the changes on the scales. Love it. I'm feeling inspired.
I just need to have a slurp of this, right?
Oh, God, what's she going to do now?
It's so hot outside, so we've actually come in Anna's kitchen just to record this, just to be in the shade for all of 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You've got a light on next to you. Save the planet, mate. Turn it off.
I didn't even know it was on. Here we go.
It's adding at least 1 degree into this room. Right. Oh, the door's closed.
That was me wafting my top. I closed the door then.
Right, we're going to come outside because I've got a little challenge for us. Okay. I've taken over Anna's garden. Anna has given us some props and we have decided to finish this episode doing our very own sports day. So before we do it, we'll give you a tour of what we actually are going to do. Oh my goodness, the sun.
It's like opening the oven door.
I can't believe how hot your garden is.
I know.
Okay, right, we have got several stations. I think there are 10 stations in total.
Is there? So
the very first station, so it's a sports race, so it's whoever wins first wins.
Okay.
No, whoever finishes first wins. Oh dear, this is why I was no good at sports. Right, so the first one is Farmer's Carry, which is two bags filled with books. Yours are filled with new members packs.
Yes.
Mine are filled with Slimming World recipe books.
Oh, we're so good.
We're so on message.
We are, we're so good.
Okay, next one is you have to put lipstick on.
I'm a connoisseur at that.
Both lips.
Okay.
Full application.
Okay.
I think you're going to be better at it than me. And we just hope the lipsticks haven't melted.
I know, probably have.
Okay, the next one is porridge oats.
Yeah.
Yep. So we've each got scales, bowls, and a bag of porridge oats, and we have to weigh 40 grams of porridge oats.
Yeah.
Okay, next, 10 squats.
Okay, easy.
Okay, then we've got rackets with a shuttlecock and a ball,
yeah,
and you have to do 5 key P-uppies.
Yeah, I'd be rubbish at that.
Okay, next, we've got 2 hair bubbles, and we have to tie our hair into 2 plaits.
Okay.
I'm really rubbish at that. Okay, then we've got 2 tins of baked beans.
To do our, what are they called?
Strict presses. So okay, you just raise them straight above your head, lock your arms out at the top. 10 of those.
And we've got our milk.
Okay, then we've got to measure a healthy extra A portion. I've got soya milk unsweetened, so 400 mils.
I've got 250 of semi.
We've got measuring jugs and the milk. Then
we've got to do some running.
Run 2 laps.
Oh, yeah, run 2 laps.
I mean, you've got quite a small garden. It's smaller than mine.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we've got some water.
To drink.
Where you've got to down the glass of water and then you have to put the glass on top of your head.
Okay, I could do that.
So this is our own Slimming World Sports Day version. Other versions may be used.
I mean, we can come round and we can do rollouts at local events if anybody wants because we feel this is such a good event.
So we'll just finish with a bit of a fun. We'll have some music rolling and you can maybe listen to some of the
highlights
of this. We're going to limber up and prepare and we will film this, which we'll put on our Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. So later this week, you'll be able to go and watch that. We give this to Holly. Holly's just going to be just...
Holly must just have spend most of her job laughing at the ridiculous
she gets
we
to
do.
See the rawness
she
of
does,
what we do. You get to see the slightly edited version.
Thank gosh.
We'll try and mostly put our faces to the camera, not our bums.
but we can't promise.
But do you know what? I think this is the type of stuff where you think, this is body magic.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Enjoy
and
it.
That is what I get from the message of the other guys is let's have some fun with this.
Exactly. Enjoy every minute of the process. Don't wait for the process to end to start enjoying.
That's deep.
I am. Are you ready to be a beaten?
I'm ready to fly. See what I did there?
Yeah.
No. All right. Well, we'll wait for that to go.
Next time I buy a house, it's not going to be on the flight path.
No, maybe not. We'll roll up the music and you guys can have a laugh to what happened when we started doing our sports day. Have a great week. Keep on running, keep on moving, and we'll be back next week with a four-part mini-series on tips of how to prep if you're eating out. What more could you want? Members only, it's in the Slimmer World members area, all next week.
Have a great day.
Goodbye.
Three, two, one, go! I can't even see it!
I know, it's so bad, my scales aren't even turning on! Oh my god, come on!
It's not zero!
I know, that's what mine's doing, like I'm not weighing on the grass! Come on!
Oh my god, mine's not even on zero!
Okay,
yeah,
I'm trying to bounce.
Okay, there we go. I'm picking up 10 squats.
Never got food
right before.
Ah, no!
What do you do?
No!
Right, what's this? How many of these have I got to do? I've got to do...
No, two. Plats!
Yeah, they're plats!
What?
I've got little hair! Haven't I? One, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, 10. What's this, right? 250 mils of milk. 2, right, down my water. I've got my watch.
I'm done. Yes.
Winner.